Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner sight. Mm-hmm. Now, you take a guy like Fossey, who was the head guy at the White House when Mr. Trump was in office, you know, health-wise, supposed to be responsible for the health of the country. And according to the news, he got 2,000 emails a day of people asking him what to do about this so-called virus, you know, what should we do, what should we not do, and according to what was reported on NBC, he didn't know what to tell them. You know. Now, he didn't consult the holistic doctors. You know, yeah, Gary Noel, Calliope, Dr. Lou, to mention a few of them. He didn't consult them on what to do about the, and all the others, of course, all the other holistic, the guy in Germany, I forget his name.
Bach?
But they weren't consulted on what to do. I mean, he didn't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you have a guy in the White House who's supposed to be the head of the health
infectious
for this country,
yeah,
and he doesn't know what to do or what to say? I mean, to
I
me,
know.
That's crazy. That's what, and they're paying him all that money.
Mm.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. And if you don't know what to do, you damn ass find out what to do.
Yeah.
So there you have a situation, and now this is the guy you're supposed to believe about this vaccine business and all the other stuff, and how can you believe somebody like that?
Yeah, right.
You can't put your, I wouldn't put my faith in somebody like that.
Yeah. Things
absolutely
keep changing,
ridiculous.
Too, lately.
What?
Things keep changing, too, lately. You don't have a direct, you know, way of, you know, knowing something, and you're constantly hearing all this stuff changing, you know?
Oh, they keep changing for the worse because they don't give people the freedom of choice.
Nope.
You know, they don't bring in other ways of getting help,
mm-hmm.
and the freedom of choice and
mm-hmm.
all the doctors that know how the body can heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the medical profession completely ignores that. All they know is a damn-ass friggin' pill. That's all they know.
Yeah.
They just came out with some new
Band-Aid.
Drug. Some new drug, and they said the company that developed it is going to make billions of dollars. I guarantee you, I don't even know what it is or what it's for, but I guarantee you there'll be horrible side effects. People will die and everything else, and they'll make billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Absurd.
That's
I mean,
nothing
come
now.
On. What? Why does the government let them get away with this?
Who knows?
You know, but and in another way, it's not surprising because they let people get away with abusing the disabled.
Oh yeah.
They don't do anything about that.
No. Mhm.
Anyway, man, a glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And they mentioned on the news that a lot of the people who are working from home, as a matter of fact, they gave a percentage. They said half the people working from home are going to remain. They're not going to go back into the office.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, because it relieves a lot of congestion.
Yeah.
In the cities and all that.
Yeah.
And it takes the strain off the power, especially in summertime when everybody right away starts putting on air conditioners, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a sight,
Mad
or Glad Monday, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there in New Jersey. So, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004, if you want to find out more information. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. All right, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Good friend to Inner Sight, Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. If you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Yeah, call Mr. Kennedy. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. We recall some of those who have passed away. Little Tommy Avante.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, little Tommy Avante Oquindo. Corey Foster. Ollie Campbell. So go an extra mile for that child and watch over them. Inner Sight, and we remember some of our friends, Vaccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Tura Law Center, the Islip Cleaners, local, my buddy Sal at the Sunset Restaurant, and a lot more. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our website is innersight.info if you want to look us up. And the email innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put any attachments on it because I won't be able to open them. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, how about the Able News?
Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles with a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and many different calendar events. Also, they have registration online that's for free, and you can get a subscription. So you can get a monthly subscription for free. Visit ablenews.com and get that subscription. Back to you, Frank.
Well, we have two petitions now. You want to know why we have them? Look them up and read them.
Yeah.
You know, one for the service dog schools and one for the nursing homes. So read them. And sign them, put them on your social media, try to get some signatures for us. We'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Met a guy here, a local, who was disabled in a wheelchair and telling me that he was trying to get a service dog from the school out here.
Yeah.
And he said the waiting list is horrible.
No, yeah. You know?
And then we talked a little bit about...
How long has he been on it?
I don't know. Too long. We talked a little bit about the... I asked him what he thought of the ADA. He said, That's worse than the waiting list.
That's true.
You know, because it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't protect you.
Yeah.
So, and this guy already has a dog that is partially trained that he worked with, you know. So I extended an invitation. If he wants us to help, we could try to raise some money and that we would help him train, you know, the dog and certify the dog as a service dog. But there's thousands of stories like that in this country, you know, that are not told. And they should be. And I think the politicians should insist that these stories are told. You know, and that's why we're in this situation, because the politicians don't do anything about it. I mean, they don't do anything to protect us when dealing with the schools. They're protected. They wouldn't have to deal with an agency that could interfere with their safety and get away with it. What's that noise in the background, that static noise?
That's my oxygen concentrator. I can't change
it
right at the moment. Something's wrong with it.
Huh?
I can mute. I can mute, though.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
I didn't know.
Very loud.
I was fixing it. All right, I'm going to mute.
All right, in a sight, man, a glad Monday. And when we go to the... Open up the phones a little bit. 213-816-1650. And yeah, next month is the celebration of the Americans with Disability Act. You know, now how do you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you? I mean, that is absolutely unbelievable that people are going to celebrate a law. I think they're celebrating something else other than the law. You know, maybe they're celebrating that the way things should be, and they're not, because that ADA doesn't do a thing for anybody. I can't see where it helps anyone. I haven't met one person that it ever helped. I mean, I've told my stories on here many a time. You know, ADA doesn't do a thing about it. People call in and tell what's going on in their lives. The American Disability Act doesn't do anything about that. You ever notice how the ADA doesn't cover things? I mean, it's really weird. It covers halfway. It covers things pertaining to the public, but in a half-ass way. All right, and I'll give you an example. If the service dog schools accept money from the public, and they do, that's the public. Why doesn't the Americans with Disability Act, who are denied service dogs, and demand a court and hearing and an investigation?
Yeah.
So there's an example right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the way that they interpret this law or set of rules, whatever you want to call it, that is really horrendous. Really horrendous and horrible to the disabled, and insulting to people who donate money too.
Yeah,
the American Disability Act is insulting to people who donate money to get a blind person a dog. Because it doesn't protect that person. Now, what were you going to say?
I'm going to say, you know how I really feel about it? It's worthless. Really. The paper's probably worth more money. Yeah. The paper that it's
all
on
it does
is probably
is,
more money.
Tie you up in court.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
Yep.
You have to go to court.
Yeah.
I have this case now in arbitration with this business where they wouldn't let me on the accessory ride. We had one session on the phone, arbitration. I don't know when the next one is. I never heard from them. You know.
God bless you.
So it's really crazy. It doesn't mean a damn thing. What does it mean? It doesn't protect a person in a nursing home. It doesn't protect a person denied a service dog. It doesn't protect you when you're in a wheelchair and you can't get into someplace. What does it do? Go to court? Who the hell has to go to court because they can't get into someplace? You know who does? People who want to hold the place up.
Yeah.
Those are the people that have to go to court because they can't get in. But that shouldn't be a person who needs, who's a consumer who's trying to get into a place. It's horrible, man. It's a horrible thing, you know. What do we have? Tomorrow night's open mic, but Wednesday we have a show. Show for Wednesday. You have it handy?
Yeah, I have it handy. Hold on. I just have to open the application.
Thursday we're going to do a program, I don't know if we changed it, about doctors, aren't we?
Yeah. You want me to read both? I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the title?
All right. First one, Wednesday. How can you celebrate a law that does not help you? And Thursday, go to a doctor who doesn't want you to be sick.
Yeah. We'll change that word on Wednesday. How can you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you?
Yeah, I think that's what I wrote. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Hold on,
but anyway, those
that.
Are the two shows for this week. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for the medical profession, too, who don't look
you celebrate
at other...
a law. Oh, that doesn't... Oh, you said help. I'll say protect is the only difference. Okay.
It doesn't protect you.
It doesn't protect you. Okay.
The medical profession that doesn't look at other types of healing.
Uh-huh.
You know, only the drugs. So
I'm so sick of it.
We're going to talk about that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you know, if you want to call in and you don't have to identify yourself.
Nope.
You don't have to give your name.
Nope.
You know, you can keep it clean and all that. And when you call in, try to use a landline, better reception.
Mm-hmm. We have
all right. Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Maureen, who's queued in.
One of our regular callers, Maureen.
She's good news.
On Inner Sight.
All right, here she is.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I think we're straightening things out finally with getting my mom freedom. And so we can finally be at peace together. I think it's going to happen now.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I know. This is just horrible. So
you sound far away, Maureen. Get closer to the phone.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Is that better? It is?
Are you on
Maybe
the speakerphone?
Maybe this phone needs charging. I'm sorry?
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I took it off, but I don't know. Let me see now. How about now?
You sound like you're a long distance away.
Like I know. My mom, she doesn't hear me too good. Maybe it's my phone. I think it's hers, but how was I earlier?
Now it's better.
Could you hear me then?
Now it's better. What are
this
you doing?
This is better now?
Yeah.
A little better now.
Oh. All I did was turn around.
No, stay like that. Hold one hand in the air, one foot on the what do you call somewhere else, and then you'll be good.
I know. I'll just be a antenna or something for the phone.
That's right.
So this is better now.
Yeah. So when's the big day to get Mary out?
Well, the big day hasn't been decided yet because. It's now in the hands of the nursing home transition people. So the lady's going to call me on Tuesday. Then we have to set up service coordinator. Then she gets evaluated. Then we can see when the big day is. So
I thought they already evaluated.
I think it's going to be a little longer. Well, you know, they have to see how much. She actually, with the nursing home transition people, can get more services.
Yeah, you can.
Who are these transition people? They work for who?
It's up in Westchester, so you know it's finally on the right, you know, the right place in Westchester, not down here.
Was it independent living?
Yeah, through them.
Yeah.
It was Putnam, so I thought, geez, now we're in another county, but
yeah.
It seems the ones in Putnam take care of the whole lower Hudson Valley. So
yeah,
that's.
So what are they going to do for you?
Well, the girl's going to call, and she's going to ask me questions. Then they're going to do the, we have to pick the service coordinators to see what services she'll need, because she'll need, you know, quite a lot.
They're
going to
call you or your mom?
Yeah, and then it should all be put in place by the time she gets up there, and they'll take the nursing home code off, too, so that'll be good, so... So I think these are on the right track. You know, we don't have to do the age well anymore. That would have had the charm and the whole blah, blah, blah gap. So, so these seem to know what they're doing, so hopefully.
So they're not going to give you any money to help you or any furniture or anything?
Well, they're definitely not going to give us money, that's for certain. And
they're
going to
make money on this, though,
it.
I bet you.
Oh, yeah.
They will, of course. Well, you know, that's how it goes in this country. But.
You know what you ought to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what you should ask for. You won't get it, but tell them
you
want a guarantee that your mother will never go into a nursing home again.
Yeah.
That's what you should ask for. That's what they ought to do.
I don't think. Yeah, I'll tell them, but I don't think she's ever going to go back anyway, but I will tell them that, you know, that I want it, you know.
Only if she has the means to stay out, she'll never go back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But between her Social Security, her mom's Social Security, and, you know, the pension, I think she, you know, has a better chance, you know, at staying out now.
She has a better chance, but no guarantee.
There's no guarantee.
I mean, it's over $3,000.
Nobody
has a guarantee. Fine. Yeah. Mm. As long as they won't charge you that much to remain out, and that would be, you know, just a real big mess if they did that. That I would publicize for sure.
Wait, what would they do
the
if
amount.
They did what, Susan?
If they did that, I would publicize it, you know?
Did what? That's what I missed. If they did...
Oh,
my
I'm
phone
sorry.
Doesn't
if
need
they
charging,
charged you
it just
$3,000 to keep your mom out of a nursing home with all the care and all the stuff that she needed, and then they start charging you that much, that's crazy. If they ever came to that point, I would publicize that. Big time.
Yeah.
There should
yeah.
be a guarantee, and I'll tell you how they can get it.
No.
The agencies, including the independent living centers, should be raising money to go into a fund for a person who got out of a nursing home, and for the people who are in the nursing home, too, into a fund to ensure that they'll never have to go to a nursing home again if the state starts playing games with them. You see, but the independent living centers can't do that because they're ruled by the state.
Yeah,
of course.
They can't help people the way they're supposed to.
No, they can't.
No, that's for sure. So hopefully it'll probably take
that's
a bit
mad.
Longer because after you pick the service coordinator, you have 30 days, so it's not going to be July 1st. But
no, but I have the same issue. I have the same issue with either plan and the one coordinator that the both girls are all registered with and everything's good, he hasn't called me back. And it's not the coordinator who runs that program in the agency that I use. It's the, what's it called, the owner. How do you like that? The owner runs it.
Well, this is
you
what we dealt with originally, the service coordinators, but I hope it's a little better up there than the city. They sound a little more with it.
They
so
do.
Hopefully we get away from the, city. maybe they'll be a little better off up there. They seem to be.
I got
that thing right away about the EBT when I wasn't even really ready for it, so they were kind of efficient with that, maybe a little too efficient.
Yeah.
I'm used to the city, where they're not efficient at all. So So, just have to see her. Just hope everything works out because she's so wanting to get out and I'm so wanting her to get out. And, we're paying rent up there and we haven't even lived up there yet.
Yeah, I know.
This is the second month now and, we're not even up there.
Yeah.
So I think maybe
that's another thing.
Bringing some.
The transitional program should have paid that rent.
Yeah.
The nursing home, you mean?
The transitional program.
Transitional.
What you do
people.
For that, once you're officially, quote, on, you were actually in that program more than once, you should submit for the rent. You should.
Wait, once I was in what program?
They have it, Frank. It's supposed to be covered.
Wait,
this is all
the
rent.
This is all news to me. What is it saying again?
The rent.
Yeah. What about it?
You could submit for it. There's a way of doing it.
Oh, I didn't know that. For the whole thing or for what? For what we've
I believe
already?
That there's a way of doing it that you can get it, I think, for every, time that you
Well,
you
if
can
there
get.
Is, I don't know. But I guarantee you that there's
some,
contingent on criteria.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we can't.
Don't
we can't get the subsidy.
Do it because you're disabled.
Oh no!
Are you talking about the subsidy, Suzanne? Are you talking about the subsidy?
No, they had told me that there was some sort of way in which you can either get mortgage help or rent help, and it will if it will make you go back, here's how they told me. I forgot. I'm sorry. They would tell you if you were to it would. Put you back in a nursing home, they have to cover it. That's what they said. If you can't afford it, and you will be placed back in a nursing home by not being able to afford it, then they have to cover it. That's how they work.
Oh, well, that's different.
I never heard of that.
Altogether. I mean,
that's
how
not
come
that
people go back
out.
Into nursing homes?
It would be more like a medical thing, Frank. Then.
So that's
medical.
So
you
that's
go to a hospital,
that they're
gonna
help.
Not a nursing home.
Yeah, but if the hospital, here's how it works. Then the hospital gets a physical therapist. They evaluate you. They see if you're, you could stand or you could do your routine, and they say, oh no, this person is incapable. Of doing their normal routine, so then they put you in a rehabilitation part of the nursing home, and if it takes too long for you to get better, then you are put back into the nursing home section. That
means there's no guarantee.
Let's not go there right now. I'm trying to get around, not putting her back in.
No, I'm just saying
that's how it
works.
There's no guarantee.
No, but you have to.
The money. The money should be in. The money should be in the name of the person.
Right.
Because if they send you to somebody who says you need rehabilitation or whatever.
But here's how.
That's only one opinion. Suppose you got somebody else comes in with another opinion.
I'm not done with it. They also said that you can get out of that once they go to place you permanently in the nursing home. They see that you're on the codes that come up, see that you're on the nursing home transition and waiver, and at the next opportunity they have to get you out. That's the way I believe
they have
it
to
works.
What?
They have to get
they
you
have
out.
To what?
They have to get you out.
Look, getting back to the rent thing, how do you go about getting the rent thing? That would be for each month, like the first month or what?
If it is, well, from what I understand, if it is going to preclude you from staying in that apartment, then you're covered, and it will be every single month. You know, if you're going to not have enough income to stay in that apartment, so then they can help you with that. I don't know the exact criterion, but you would have to speak with them, you know.
And you got to depend on
right,
these people.
Yeah.
What if they go out of business?
What, the Independent Living Center?
Yeah. What if the state shuts them down?
I suppose. They're ingenuous.
All right, well,
what
let's,
do those
let's
people
not have
do?
Them going out of business and Hub going back to the nursing home. Let's think good doors.
No, I'm saying that the point I'm trying to make is that the money should be in the name of the person.
I know.
Who needs it?
But
not
well,
the independent living or anybody
be,
else.
But right now.
We know that's how it should be. Unfortunately, that
yeah.
ain't how it is, though. We know that's really how
well,
it should
here's
be.
Here's what she's got to do. We got to put her on this system now until we get her out, and then we could fight, you know, and including myself, I have to get on that system. And then we all can fight for a better system once we know what's really in
that system. Well, if you get
the
money,
system.
You can. You can't,
yeah,
you can't do
exactly.
that without funding.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
in a sight.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm glad Monday. Anything else, Maureen? Good luck, and, you know, hopefully you get her out of there.
Yeah, right?
I know.
I don't believe it until it happens.
So. Me too. I told her that.
Yeah.
You can't trust these people.
She wanted to notify a friend of hers. I'm just going to say that, not the person's name. She wanted to notify a friend of hers, and I said, why don't you wait until he's out and then tell your friend? She started to laugh. Am I right? Yeah.
No. No. Yeah. No, I'm just
yeah.
The whole thing sounds really strange and weird to me.
Well, you
all
know,
right, Insight.
They don't make anything. They have too many programs, and they give too many jobs to people, and they have too many this's and that's's, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, this is how it has
the only
to be,
reason
so.
That place up in Westchester is helping you is because they're going to get money for helping you.
Oh, they always do.
Otherwise, believe me, I bet they wouldn't do a damn
Excuse
thing.
Me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's how it is everywhere, of course. Money is the god in this country and in the world,
yeah.
I suppose, too. Money is the god.
You know? No,
really
I think God's God. I think
it's
money
US,
is... I think money's evil.
Well, it is, but, you know, unfortunately, that's not how it goes with the politicians.
At least the way people
no,
use it is evil.
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. That's
all
it.
Right, in a sight, we're going to move on.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
yeah okay,
thank
thanks.
You, Maureen.
Take
May
care.
It a glad
care,
Monday.
All right. So
and,
glad, I would say. Take care.
Yeah, tomorrow, open mic. Wednesday and Thursday, different subject. Friday is the funniest. So that's the weekend. Anything you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
I have a tiny upset. I'm going to say it.
What?
My wheelchair we all know it's an indoor make, an indoor wheelchair. That's all Medicare-cade thinks of me. So I have it, and it really needs cleaning. And I'm afraid to actually clean it with anything because, you know, it will short-circuit the chair. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and this is the grossest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It needs cleaning. You know, you get into mud outside, you get into stuff, but they don't tell you how to clean the damn chair. Serious. And it really is annoying. You know, I'm putting in the name of the wheelchair, and I'm seeing if the company has any ideas on how to clean this chair without killing it. Basically.
Yeah, they should let you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to even get involved with the company who sold it to me because they changed, manufacturers, not manufacturers, ownership. They are now owned by another.
You gotta be careful what you do with these things.
Yes, you do.
Because
so
you don't have the money
right.
to maintain it.
No, I don't. It's very expensive.
If anything goes wrong, they're going to blame you.
Yep.
You know, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, this is the same old thing. This is what happens. This is what happens when the money is not being used in the right way.
Yeah.
Another example. You know. So, I don't know. Get some... You'd have to get a cleaning agent that won't affect electrical wires.
Yeah, that's what I need. Like, I'm thinking maybe Armorall, but I'm thinking Armorall won't clean the dirt well, you know?
I don't know.
And
why don't you ask Chris?
I
he's
need.
An electrician. He should know.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but he, you know what he does, and I don't blame him. I think it's the best thing. He says, I'm not voiding the warranty, and he's right. Because if he puts something on it, does something, he and it doesn't
work out
well.
Oh, well, that's the
well,
thing. You see, that's
reason.
What I mean. You don't
I'm not
have,
voiding the warranty. You see?
Yeah.
So no matter what you do, you know, you could void that warranty and you're screwed. You know?
That's because you don't have the money.
That's right. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Same old stuff. All right, Intersight, mad or glad, Monday. And, yeah, you know, the bottom line world to all this stuff is...
It's money.
...that people have... And we did a show on this a while back. There's too many people involved in someone's life who is disabled.
That's true.
Shouldn't be.
Nope. Too
much politics.
Yeah.
You know? I was talking to my Barbara today. Who believes in inner sight, and he totally agrees. There should be no politics involved in people to enable people to live their lives. You know, the average person. I mean, everything is politics with the disabled. Nobody else has to go through that. It's all there. It has to be there. So the goal of Inner Sight is to change it, you know, if we can get enough financial backing, we can start to change some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody is in Washington that I know of that's fighting to change it. And if they are, where are they? I don't hear them.
Yeah.
You know?
They aren't.
But
nobody's fighting for it.
The problem. No.
Not one person, I don't feel. You know?
Well, not one agency for the disabled.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that bothers me, you'll get people, okay, trying to, you have to go back to the owner, not the owner, the company that actually helped you with the wheelchair. Now, I'm sitting here. Number one, they ask me for one thing that I have no idea what the wheelchair is. The model number, the serial number, the everything about the wheelchair. I can't freaking read it. It's underneath the seat, and it's small. You know, that bothers me, too.
Can't even read your own stuff.
No.
That's supposed to make you independent.
Yeah.
You know?
It's supposed to be part of me, you know, and I can't even read the darn thing, you know, and you're like, something's wrong with this, you know.
Wow. If you had it made the way you wanted,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You would be able to read that stuff because you'd make sure.
Yeah.
You know, put it in the format that you could read.
Yeah.
You know. Same thing with everything else. Well, what about the Americans with Disability Act?
Yeah.
They're not going to protect you?
Yeah, right.
Here's another one. Where they, what
yeah,
are they going to do?
Yeah, it keeps going.
You know, it's just crazy what we
got to
go through because the money is not being used in the right way. Whenever I hear these stories, to me that means that the money that's there to help us is not being used in the right way.
Yeah.
You know? Why should I have to depend on somebody else if the money is there?
Yeah. You're right.
Or any one of us.
That's right.
Have to depend on somebody else. You know? Supposed to live your own life, aren't you?
That's true.
But not if you're disabled.
Yeah.
You become disabled and you don't have the money. Yeah. You get thrown into a pit of vipers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. If you
they're
could
all
survive this,
grabbing
could survive
the
anything.
Money that's supposed to be there to
yeah.
help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wonder why you know, want to scream like a crazy person, and then when you do that, they put you in for insanity. They wonder why.
Suppose somebody doesn't want to deal with the transitional program or all
nobody
these other things.
Nobody doesn't want to deal with anything.
Yeah. Suppose they don't want to deal with that.
They think you're crazy then.
Yeah. You have no choice.
You have no choice. Nope.
They'll leave you there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They won't help you.
That's right. Or even worse, they'll deem you unfit to make your own decisions.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. And they'll have people make decisions for you.
They'll say there's something wrong with you mentally.
Yeah, right.
In a lot of cases.
And
it's
sometimes
crazy,
they
man.
Still might do that. If you are going into a nursing
facility,
they still might do that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650, open mic Monday night around the world. And I heard on the news that government, United States government, has recovered part of the money that the hackers got with the Colonial Pipeline.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I guess I would presume that the company got the money back.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
part of the
horrible.
Money. I don't know what happened to the other part. If they got part of it, they didn't give any details how they did it. They got part of it. Why don't they go for the other part? Well, maybe they will. See how that story unfolds.
Yeah.
You know. So that's one of the latest things going on in the news. And You know, they got these private space companies now who are investing billions of dollars in goings on out of space. You know, I mean, they can't even take care of things here on the Earth, and they're looking down in space.
I know. They destroyed one planet. They want to see how they can destroy another.
That's about the size of it.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight Live, Mad or Glad Monday, and television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday, Long Island, Altice, used to be cable, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. So there's the schedule, the reruns still going on. And we are working on that YouTube show, so just bear with us. We're going to make it happen. All right, Inner Sight. Anybody like to be on the program, you know, drop us an email or call 631-224-3090 and tell us what you're about. You know, leave a message, we'll call you back. Don't forget
That's
to put
good.
A phone number in the message. Yeah. So, yeah, the system that we have to deal with. It's really ironic. Every person you talk to pretty much has the same story. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't get help. The money's not there.
Oh, yeah.
The agencies make excuses. Or they don't, one of the favorite lines, which to me is a mad, oh, we don't do that.
Then what do you do?
we know you don't do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know?
So it's really, it's very frustrating to deal with the situation. Especially when you know that the financing is there, you know, and you have no control over it. What's that noise? I hear noise in the background. What is that?
There's no noise. I really don't hear anything.
Somebody was talking. It sounded like a television or something.
Oh, I have no idea. No TV.
Is Maureen still on? Is Maureen's line closed?
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Let me check.
Mad or Glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to let people know what you're angry about or glad about, you can call right in. Most people listen to this show. They don't call in. And that's all right.
No, we just have Danny. He just wants to listen right now. He isn't
all right.
Selected. He just listens.
All right. Why don't we get a... how's about a number tally? How many listeners we got?
Oh, we have an increase. It is 107,171.
Wow, that's a pretty good jump.
Yes.
We had 170,045 the other day.
Yep. Mhm. Oh,
and now
sorry,
we got 171.
174.
Huh?
I'm wrong. More. 174. 1,000. 100,174.
107,174.
Right.
All right, so we jumped up more than 100.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
We're big on
cool.
People listening to us in our archive, big time. And thank you, everybody.
Yeah, they like to listen whenever they want.
Yeah. And, you know, I find I'm looking at these, like, episodes, and it's really funny. I laugh to myself, and I go, oh, that wasn't so high the last time I was looking at it. And then I see 100 people, and then I go back and go to the episode, what it was, you know. And some people just look for how many are on there, and then they go to see what it is, and they listen to the whole episode. So you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
The royal baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I like about it is they named her after the grandma, Diana.
Aww.
You know.
Yeah.
And Diana was a beautiful person.
Sweet person.
You know, she,
yeah.
She was so down to earth and different.
Yeah. She was.
That the royal family complained about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it didn't look dignified that she went
was
into
down
the
to
South Bronx and she went into the South Bronx and cared for little children that had AIDS.
Aww.
You know. So a great lady, and I had the privilege and the honor of
mm-hmm.
being in an article where Diana
yeah.
was mentioned.
Yeah.
When we were trying to get guide dogs into England.
Yeah.
And the guy who interviewed me, I think it was the London Express, put my comment in the article, you know,
aww.
Because Princess Diana was high profile in the news, and I commented that, you know, if Princess Diana was alive, I bet she wouldn't like the fact that a blind person had to surrender their guide dog in her country. And he put that in
there. Yeah, that's true.
And I'll never forget it, and I feel honored.
Yeah, that he did that for you.
Been a little part of that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Matt, a glad Monday. I don't know how much time we got left.
Well, probably like around 5 minutes. I didn't look. Hold on, let me look.
Oh, all right. So,
6 minutes and 30 seconds. That was close.
Oh, yeah. All right. Got time for another phone call if anybody wants to chime in.
Well,
no,
we got we do have Danny, but he always listens, so I gotta respect
that. Yeah, no,
when
right.
he wants to chime in, he will. He has not,
so
he doesn't want to speak today.
You know, Inner Sight is very, very necessary in this world, in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else says the things that we say. Nobody else has the goal that we have.
No.
And, you know, most agencies, oh, I'm going to say all agencies, don't care about the disabled the way we do. They only care about the money first.
That's true.
That comes first.
Or, I'll give you another example. If you have to go somewhere and get something done, for example, I need braces so I could stand up and get better support, like when I transfer. You know, I have a small space, believe it or not, still in my bathroom, so the best way for me to do it is do a pivot transfer. So it's, you know, and it also keeps my circulation going when I do that. Well, anyhow, I have to get the braces paid for by my husband's insurance. Well, they have to be in a certain manner, because otherwise I would not be able to get them. It's crazy. You should be able to give me everything that I need to be able to be a functional person, period. Not, did you get that before the wheelchair, after the wheelchair? Are you going to, you know, get a wheelchair next? You know, it matters, actually, believe it or not. If you get braces, then they won't cover the wheelchair. If you do this, they won't cover that. It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah, it's all about the money.
It is.
You know, that's why there should be,
the money should
be there.
You know what I would get? I would get a wheelchair that would climb stairs. So I wouldn't have, it actually, some of the wheelchairs go on you, and they're like braces, and they help you climb. They're like robotic. I would get that. Because you know why? I found out that prototype wheelchair is the exact same price as the piece of poo that's, you know, in here in my house right now that I can't even take out in the rain. And it's the one that I have right now is not even covered by any type of insurance or warranty or anything anymore.
Well, it's like we say, they want to
yeah.
run your life.
Yeah.
I would get
the prototype wheelchair if I had the money. I would. The one that climbs the stairs and does pirouettes and... I would, and backflips and is not...
You know
with the weather.
It's not like InnerSight can free up the money for these things and get it for people. You know,
no,
we can't.
No.
But a lot of these agencies can, and they're not.
I know, and they're not.
That's the evil element in here.
Yeah, I know.
That they don't want
they
you to live
money,
a full
too.
Life.
No, they get a lot of money.
That's
too.
A mad.
It
know?
Is.
A lot of them can start an offshoot of their organization and raise money, you know, it has nothing to do with the state, to do a lot of these things, and they don't do it.
Nope. Absolutely
that
not.
That tells you about their attitude toward the disabled.
That's right.
So
they want to make
you
money
have the truth.
Off of us, but they don't want to help, you know, with keeping us alive. I mean, this is what I don't understand. If you want to make money off the person, you got to keep them alive, you know. To me,
oh, they got plenty of people. They don't care if a couple of hundred die.
Yeah, that's
plenty
that's
more.
Oh yeah,
there's plenty more, you know.
I wonder if a lot of things come out about, you know, the nursing homes and stuff like that. I'm wondering how, you know, everybody's going to start treating the disabled and the elderly then. Just probably the same. Seriously. I'm not going to sit.
Stories of abuse get told all the time. Every, you know, they don't get in the news the way they should, but.
No.
They get told.
Yeah.
These agencies need to change their mission statement.
Yeah.
And start doing things in a more creative way.
Yes.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Want to thank all our friends. And Suzanne, co-host, engineer. So be with us tomorrow night on Open Mic where you can talk about whatever you want. All right. Thank you. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we thank all our friends for helping us keep the show going. Really appreciate it. We're working on a benefit for September. We'll keep you posted on that.
That reminds me, you owe me a video for what I need. so I could put it
on. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner sight.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.